This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire Transit officially launched a new bus route connecting the Sojourner House Overnight Homeless Shelter to the new Day Resource Center that opened downtown just a few weeks ago. The new express route officially began operating on Monday morning. Katrina Running is the transit manager for Eau Claire Transit and explained how the new express route came to fruition.
We were asked a couple months ago from the folks at the new Day Resource Center if we could assist them in providing transportation to and from Sojourners to the Day Resource Center. So the new express route will do exactly that. So in the morning, it will pick folks up at Sojourners and take them to the Day Resource Center to drop them off.
Running says the goal of the new express bus route is to make it easier for unhoused individuals to access all the services they need, especially those with mobility issues who can't just walk between the sites. The express route will be available on a trial basis through the end of the summer. Running also says Eau Claire Transit will monitor the ridership on the line and whether it affects service on other routes before determining if the program should continue after the trial period or be adjusted in any way.
Biggest things are people taking the route? So obviously that's what we hope for all of our routes, just making sure it's utilized. And the only other thing is making sure that it doesn't delay any other routes.
The express bus route is scheduled to arrive at Sojourner House for pickups at 7:30 a.m. and return to the overnight shelter from the New Day Resource Center at 6:20 p.m. Riders will still have to pay the usual bus fare of $175, but many will likely qualify for a free monthly bus pass through Western Dairyland or the Day Resource Center. A proposal to partially extend the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program passed in the Wisconsin State Assembly last week. The Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program seeks to preserve the state's wildlife and expand its outdoor recreation opportunities. Since its creation over 30 years ago, it has allowed Wisconsin to borrow money for state land acquisitions, as well as providing local governments and conservation nonprofits with grant funding to support their goals. The proposal passed last week, however, scales back the scope of the program. If passed into law, two Republican-authored bills would extend the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program through 2028, but would not allow for new land acquisitions. The program's funding would be used to maintain previously purchased land. The proposed bills passed along party lines in the Assembly, with Democratic state lawmakers arguing they don't uphold the legacy of the program. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has previously said he would support a proposal that preserves both the property management and land acquisition aspects of the program. State Representative Karen Hurd has introduced new legislation that would limit the ability of cities and villages to control land use in neighboring towns. The bill comes in response to a series of controversial annexations in western Wisconsin over the last few years. The cities of Eau Claire and Altoona have been annexing land from the town of Washington for higher-density housing projects, leading town officials to start exploring the possibility of incorporating as a village to protect against further land annexations. After enough Town of Washington residents signed a petition supporting the move to incorporate, the city of Eau Claire passed a resolution stating it expects to annex even more land in the future for utility expansion. The legislation proposed by State Representative Hurd would limit the extraterritorial jurisdiction cities have over unincorporated towns up to 3 miles past the city border. It would prohibit cities from denying land division proposals in that 3-mile area because of how the land will be used. Hurd argues the bill protects landowners from being subject to the decisions of a government they did not elect. The city of Menominee is accepting applications for funding through its nonprofit financial assistance grant program. According to a press release, eligible nonprofits could receive up to $20,000 in grant funding to support their efforts to address persistent community needs. The city will give priority consideration to initiatives that benefit a broad segment of the community, promote equitable access to services, encourage innovation, collaboration, or cultural enrichment, and demonstrate a plan to sustain those services beyond needing grant funding from the city. The Chippewa Valley Air Show has officially announced that the U.S. Navy Blue Angels will return to Eau Claire in 2027. According to a press release, the air show is scheduled to take place the weekend of June 12th in 2027. The Blue Angels were also featured during the 2025 Chippewa Valley Air Show. In addition to the aerial acrobatics, the air show has other family-friendly activities like a kids zone, a STEM discovery zone, and more. Tickets for the 2027 air show are scheduled to be available for purchase later this year. The Eau Claire City County Health Department has added two new Sharps disposal boxes in the area. According to health department officials, the Sharps disposal boxes are located at the Altoona City Hall and near the Dewey Street Bridge. There are now 11 of the disposal boxes throughout Eau Claire County, seeking to reduce the number of needles or other Sharps that residents could come across in public areas. Health department officials say the existing Sharps disposal boxes have been getting a lot of use, which led to their decision to add more in the area. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now hiring seasonal workers across the state. According to a press release, the agency is hiring for a wide range of positions, including park rangers, campground attendants, natural resources educators, and groundskeepers. Seasonal work for the agency typically begins in the spring and can run until fall, depending on the candidate's availability, as well as the needs of the state park, forest, trail, and recreation area properties. Anyone interested in seasonal work for the agency can submit their application online. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks face off tonight against the 76ers at the Philadelphia Sports Complex, but they'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Head coach Doc Rivers, what tests Giannis had over the weekend on that right calf muscle?
MRI has revealed exactly what we thought. You know, calf strain and really no timetable for return. Hopefully, you know, like it was before or sooner, but there's no timetable.
College hoops. Marquette at home tonight against the Creighton Blue Jays. The Golden Eagles in search of a win. They've lost 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball. The Brewers introducing their new players after the Peralta trade to the Mets. Right-hand pitcher Brandon Sproat asked if he's had a chance to meet with Pat Burphy or pitching coach Chris Hook.
I talked to Merv, talked to Hook. You know, they're all excited as well. I've heard great things about Merv and how he's a great players coach. I've heard great things about Hook. You know, see what they have for me and just ask them questions and pick their brain.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Sproat with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 7 above this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15 will keep that wind chill factor below zero here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 1 below for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 7. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.